probably have to be in Portugal. So
you gotta leave your money behind.
Like startups that
raise your hand to the sky.
This company.
That's the masses.
Welcome back to Give Me Some Truth.
No greater than 50 minutes.
Exciting day for us. We're in the new
and less than 10 years in operation. Please.
Podcast,
they must also have their headquarters or representation.
That's right. It feels good.
It does feel good.
And you're wearing your I identify the color as puce shirt today.
I wasn't buying that earlier today, but you did prove me wrong. That is not, in fact, a color and relatively close to the color that I have on.
It's relatively close. I would call it a lighter version.
Yeah, it's not a
dark puce. Definitely did not. Not missed.
It probably has to be like
could you call it raspberry? Or are we not there? It's not
there. No, it's not. It's not that color.
Know, it's just Goldilocks size. Not
Atlantic
not
salmon.
Too small. Not too
now you're closer.
Large.
I cooked some salmon last night.
And you got to have.
It was great.
It's got to
like,
be.
It's just so underrated. My kids actually really like eating salmon.
Yeah, it's just the way you can get it now too. You can get it in like bulk, but still like wild caught in that. I mean, it's you're right. You're right. Very, very underrated
for a home meal. Where should I be looking?
It's ordered in
like that seems pointed.
People making it at home. Very underrated.
It's so easy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
It was about 5.5 minutes, then flipped.
I can just stare deeply into space.
2.5 on the other side. It's good. I'm not a big, like, skin salmon guy. I don't really care about that.
Just
but it was nice and
stare straight up into the ceiling.
Tiny squeeze of lemon over the top.
Perfect.
I don't need to use the tartar sauce.
I like this little DJ setup Sam has.
Necessary. It's,
it is.
Yeah. Fish fry. Do you use tartar sauce?
Do we have a new theme song? Are you gonna mix over there?
The Give Me Some Truth remix.
The only other place where I would say. Yeah.
Don't record it while you're sounding like this would be my. Are we ready to go, Stan?
Right. Right. But only if it's battered?
Waiting on Stan.
Yeah, I mean. That's. Is there any other way to eat a fish taco?
So let me.
I mean, they do the grill.
Yeah,
ones,
I guess so.
I guess
you could. You know.
Yeah.
You always had a weird obsession with broasted things too. I don't understand that.
If I could get broasted fish, I would. But you know,
I think
it's
falling apart.
Roasted chicken is fantastic,
I thought,
I don't think people understand what
I don't know what
roasting
is.
Customer,
I might have actually done it in a former life when I used to work in a deli, and I don't even know if that's what I did.
In light of that,
they're in like these big
kind of
fat containers. But the main thing is that.
Well, I think we can talk about.
But then he said, "But this was all in November." He said, "But we've got to finish."
Oh, I think I did that.
Now the budget's finished.
I think I did that.
That's what a roasted chicken
and
is.
And this was their last.
So it's basically
work,
if you could put an Instant Pot of oil in it.
So what I was going to say is, I was going to reference
chicken.
Our good friend
it's
Donald,
so good,
the late great Donald Rumsfeld.
The flavor,
you know,
absolutely
known unknowns.
Huh. Yeah, very underrated, very Wisconsin.
You know, one of the known unknowns was, you know,
that's
and
why
we can talk a little bit about the politics, but one of the known unknowns was HR. Then you can talk a little bit about the Portuguese political situation. So there's still
because
a lot of unknowns, but
kind of running all
the last
the same
thing
time,
they did before that was talk about this.
A lot of Wisconsin
and then we can get into kind of some
eat
of the
at the same time, like shifting it.
So on and so forth.
Sure.
Being like, yeah, we have
sounds good.
I'm also going to suggest that
well, that's a thing.
Ego throw his
yeah,
hand
is like,
election.
You know,
it was at the time. All you can
well, in Madeira, you get to visit the new Cristiano Ronaldo
absolutely disgusting.
Museum.
Wow.
But it was so
sure.
good.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Sure. I mean, that's a good,
you
know, that's a good way to spend 2 to 3 hours of your 10 years.
Literally grease coming out of your pores.
That's exactly right. Like you would wipe your face
with
your napkin.
Let's get this underway.
I bet you could just keep wiping it.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Give Me Some Truth, a.k.a. Dame La Verdad. For those of you watching on YouTube, kind of a pattern-filled morning here with Stan, who not only has some Sedona themed, I think we could call that top like it also is matched up with so your shirt underneath
Wisconsin.
It right you have more of that pattern
yeah,
going
mean,
on underneath
good supper club as you know so
yes
what I will say as well if you're watching on the YouTube I'm wearing camouflage pants
like
and what I will say is frequently
like but it was
Stan
before,
would
club,
put
cool.
these two things together but he's decided to go a little more tasteful on his pants today a little quieter.
It's kind of a wintry little day
because of the shifts.
Like snow on the trees and on the ground.
You'd have to show up like four,
and I was just dreaming of Sedona this morning and thought, you know, why not
like
little, why not look like I was smart enough to have a winter home?
Fantastic. We got there at
a little high desert air would be nice. We are also recording to you from our new studio. We are no longer on the corner of Glenway and Monroe. The international team has been moved to kind of a new location. We're not very far away from Glenway and Monroe. We can still get you to the Chocolate Company, I think, Madison Chocolate Company, if need be, our neighbors over there. But the international team, because we're on calls and doing things like recording podcasts all the time, we are now in a little satellite office, which is great. If you ever get to Madison, feel free and stop by and visit us at either our old digs or our new digs. We're moving between the two. We haven't totally abandoned Monroe Street, and they'll be coming over here from there to record podcasts as well. So this week we're going to be doing a little Dites-moi la vérité, Dame la verdade, or as they say in Portugal, the kind of subject of this week's podcast, Stan, how would you, you're the Portuguese speaker. How do you say give me some truth in Portuguese?
I got you. Okay.
Fala verdade.
Right now, you make a reservation.
It's close to Dame la verdade.
It's still probably majority 20 minutes.
Just with a more.
With a different accent.
Exactly. So, to quote the late Donald Rumsfeld, going into the last couple of months, and I think we first started posting about it back in September, October, there were changes coming to the NHR program, and they fell under what Donald Rumsfeld once infamously or famously called known unknowns. We knew something was coming. We just didn't know what it was going to look like, how it was going to play with current legislation, so on and so forth. And so finally, the political situation in Portugal has also been unstable. So finally, we're starting to get some clarity. So from the big picture, Stan, what has transpired in Portugal over the last couple of months since we last recorded this podcast, just in terms of politics?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tumultuous, to say the least.
Right.
And it's been quite fascinating. After the Labor Day weekend, I
middle is club soda. It's not sweet or sour.
Prime Minister Costa, I should say, went on television and announced that NHR can no longer continue because of the tax injustice.
Sour soda and
this was in response to people very upset about the gentrification of their communities by foreigners. Essentially, the demand for real estate had inflated prices. Frankly, inflationary pressures throughout the world have been the theme for the last couple of years.
We'd like to talk about some stuff,
but anyway, Costa announced this without any real specifics. And then, that created somewhat of a vacuum to how this was going.
But it's the fifth. It's good.
And then to complicate matters even further.
Well, I know what I'll say, our advice at that time was, if you're thinking, now go.
You gotta
pull the trigger now.
Yeah, don't wait around. And if you're kind of kicking the tires on it for a couple of years down the line, it's probably, not going to happen for you.
Make sure.
The NHR program.
That's
held true as things have evolved. But interestingly enough, after Costa, announces this broad sea change of immigration and tax policy, he is caught up in a scandal that involved bribery and corruption with regards to lithium mining and some other interests, and his chief of staff is arrested, and that day he resigns from office, saying, I've done nothing wrong, but feel free to investigate. I'm not above the law, which I find refreshing as an American. I find this terribly refreshing.
I'm not above the law.
I'll resign before I've ever even been accused of anything. And by the way, I'm not above the law.
There are
now. We should also note that this sort of corruption, for those of you who are thinking about going, not unheard of in Portugal. I can give you examples of communities where corruption has led to building approvals being delayed and so on and so forth. So this is a not uncommon theme in Portuguese politics, we could say.
Oh, yeah.
So if you inherit
Historically, you know, we've got a country that's now calling, you know, tax incentives for people to immigrate there to be tax injustice. The existing president of the country has boldly and profoundly suggested that Portugal might need to apologize for slavery, for the slave trade.
Oh. So yeah, they're moving forward.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, why not? Right?
Yeah.
I mean.
200 grand.
Clean slate.
And you waited till the very end.
And so this president also did something more directly relevant to their current politics.
So I, you know, not exactly something that you get in social studies apparently they have a president who has the power, the prime minister resigned, he had the power to dissolve parliament and call for elections. Elections are going to be in March. Now, he did this before anything got ironed out about what this end of NHR would look like or what, you know, would take its place, right? So he announced this with the proviso that this existing parliament needed to, as one last act, approve a budget for 2024. Which, as an American, I also find refreshing.
We got to get the budget done by a certain date. Yeah,
must be done.
Yeah.
How about that?
By the way, I was just going to comment that was proviso a word that you picked up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, by the way.
It could be.
Yeah. So
it could be.
They have to come up with a budget. And one of the big, obviously, things, again, refreshing, you know, involved in the Portuguese budget is tax policy, who gets taxed what, how they get taxed, so on and so forth. And a big component of that is the NHR, which is both an immigration and a tax kind of deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, effectively, yes, right? I mean, so I mean, technically, the NHR is a tax incentive program for people that have achieved an immigration status, but they go hand in hand together, right? So as we see tax policy becoming, you know, less friendly for less encouraging for foreigners to move to Portugal. You also see, you know, the brushback on immigration policies, such as the availability of gold visa or what you have to qualify to.
So you can take the whole requirement of distribution and save it for IRA accounts.
And so what did they kind of, so we've got now, they have to do this, you know, budget by the basically the end of the year. They finally
get done at the end of November.
Yep. Again, refreshing, no late night, you know, kind of things. And then, as well, the president has declared, okay, we're going to do a new parliamentary election in 2024.
Correct.
So what did they decide in these, you know, meetings that, what are we going to do about NHR? What did they, what are the, you know, kind of highlighted points?
So Synapse is here. I mean, and there's still a lot of, you know, details that we don't.
So the idea behind tax loss
harvesting, the NHR program is over after 2023,
meaning non IRA,
some exceptions, right?
And these are
the parliament, bless their hearts, recognized that there were some people that were very deep into the process, right? So effectively,
we're not going to get deep into the weeds on this.
You know, the standard where you're in for sure, and if you're in, your grandfather, you get the 10 years of incentives, right?
Yeah, we should stress as well that if you're already there, they're not taking away your NHR status, correct?
Right.
You know, they're not all of a sudden kicking you out or making you overnight pay Portuguese taxes when you thought you had this kind of 10-year abatement. They're not doing anything so draconian, but they're putting a stop on it basically for the next budgetary year starting January 1st.
Right. So effectively, if you have achieved tax residency by the end of this year,
as a result,
you're
IRS
in,
allows
right,
us
for
to
sure.
Tax benefit by realizing
if
so that means, by the way, if you haven't gotten all your paperwork together,
and that will,
you know, I would have done it 3 months ago, but get your paperwork in, get that declared, do it, get it up to three straightened away, because I'm guessing, you know, the holiday season in Portugal, they're not working real fast.
As I read through this, I think to myself, you know, through every little exception that, well, that would have been very useful information to know exactly when Costa back, you know, in September announced that this would be ending. Instead, this all comes out at a budget at the end of November. So, you know, and they're like, well, there are these exceptions. And, you know, a lot of them were like, well, now you tell us, you know, against it's great for those people who, you know, got in under, but like, is it actionable now?
We'll do that.
And the answer is largely no.
We do at the end of the year as we take a look.
I mean, if you haven't become a tax resident
a lot of our tax
by now, I mean, to get it in this 4-week window,
hey, can we just sub out this position?
Could be challenging. But if you're out there and you're right at the finish line, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, my greatest hope would be this helps
for something
that one person, then we've accomplished more than 99.9% of
right.
All
now,
podcasts.
The important thing that we need to regularly hit home with is
we're going to talk about goats later.
Yeah. So, and if this ends up helping you, please like and subscribe to our channel.
Performance.
Let's just get that out there right
now. Which is now compliance approved. You can say that on the podcast.
Well, we might actually so
become a tax residency by the end of the year. Apply for an HR status and get that status approved by the end of March next year. You know, all of this was in a blog that we put out. You know,
was bad for the year.
Just a few weeks ago, before the finals were out, we knew that was going to be the case.
Yeah. Well, even
now there are certain exceptions
for, any reason
for people and household members who don't become tax residents until 2024. There's still hope. There's still a path forward.
And so what are those exceptions? What is that sort of path forward?
Okay, so they recognize that some people make life-changing plans in 2023 that don't quite get effectuated until 2024. So that's the theme here, right? So if you entered into an employment agreement or a promissory employment agreement dated no later than December 31st, 2023, there's still time to get out there and interview, apparently, under which the work shall be performed in Portugal.
If there are, you know,
then
losses,
you can get it.
And second of all,
so this is essentially, this carve-out is basically making the case, if you're familiar with Spain, kind of transferring the Beckham rule to Portugal, right? If you signed your contract for Porto, you know, the interesting thing here is what happens about the winter transfer window. But if you signed your, you know,
well, I think you're screwed because that doesn't happen until January.
Yeah. So, but, you know, but what happens, hey, I signed this agreement on December 15th to go move to Portugal, work for a Portuguese company.
Right.
You're fine.
You've probably quit your job in, you know, in El Segundo and you're moving to Porto. You know, this is a decent, you know, we understand that you've made this commitment to Portugal and we're not going to turn our backs on you entirely.
But if you're employed, right? So it's for people who are employed,
workers.
And it has to be more or less a Portuguese company.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So
other exception,
Telefónica de Portugal or whatever.
Other exception is, okay, if you've entered into a rental or similar agreement, right?
Yes.
So
again,
you've
just
committed
the idea
to Portugal,
making sure that
and you've gone out there. And this
is
part of the immigration process, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Your records
is I have a place to live if I come
tax
and I'm, you know,
filer
I've got
to
it
be
under
able
contract.
To prove that,
so if you've got a rental contract
kind of where that money
in place,
was, just make
interesting
sure
deadline here. This has to have been signed before October 10th of 2023.
Roth conversions.
Okay, so I'm not sure why October 10th and not the 11th or the 15th or frankly Halloween, right?
Bill, if you will, tax liability this
October
year
10th
to be able
to
make
use
a
Portugal-based profit
Roth.
So if you've already, you know, gone through the steps of committing
of the period of time
to rent a place.
That's right.
So in Portugal by the 10th of October,
and then
you're going to get grandfathered
sure
in. But you got to complete the other steps of tax residency, apply for an HR, all those things, of course.
So
but you can do that in 2024 Medicare, and not by the end
and,
of the year.
And so I think the case where this really comes in as well is there's a lot of new construction in Portugal. You know, people may have put money down on a place by October 10th. It'll take a while for that construction to be completed. It being Portugal, probably longer than you might imagine. And when it's finally completed, you can still move in and still take advantage of this NHR, right?
Yeah.
As a kind of example.
Yeah. And if you've, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they're going to rent their place in advance because it's part of the application process. Application process takes months, right? And a lot of people, by the way, to get into NHR, you know, they end up renting a place months before they can actually move into it.
Yep.
So that's part of the costs of a little bit. You know, that's part of the admission process. You know, that's the dues you got to pay.
Yeah.
Similarly, if you entered into a reservation or promissory agreement dated no later than October 10th, 2023. For the use of a Portugal-based property.
Look back so, at your income for this
I would assume then that this means if you've got, like, I mean, this might income. Include
all of a sudden you might be
buying a place.
Yep. Medicare or a rent to buy. Or, again, yes, you know, we've entered in this agreement, but the closing.
Something a little more permanent than rent.
But the closing, you know, the closing date is until January 1st or something like that. That would,
just kind of a simple one here.
Okay.
Payroll offices will
if
allow you
moved
to,
into Portugal towards you know, the start of the school
vast
school
majority
year,
of payroll offices will allow you to take your entire paycheck
you know,
in any given
Portuguese,
pay period and contribute to your
Portuguese-based school.
So if
you enrolled them
contributions for the
before
year,
October 10th. Again, this is the most important date.
Left, maybe.
Maybe.
All
so
of these
get
exceptions.
That in
if you enrolled your children in school by then you can still get in, even though you don't become a tax resident until 2024.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. This is the one that seems the most vague and, frankly, would raise a lot of questions.
Message of the day is check where your 401k
they have initiated an immigration procedure.
See where the limit is
before
trying to
December 31st, 2023.
See what the difference is, and if you're not going to get there, then maybe you throw a little bit
more
in the final payroll.
This is a visa application that's been
exactly.
Submitted,
and then we got a couple that actually people
perhaps
to us about and worried about.
But
and
like initiated a procedure. I mean, like, I don't think you're going to skate in saying, well,
as
you know,
time frame
I called.
Stops.
I called the immigration service or I called the Portuguese embassy and tried to get a, you know, an appointment.
And I'm fairly certain that, you know, our inability to read legal Portuguese is probably, you know, because I'm sure this is kind of detailed out what it means.
I mean, no question. But, I mean, again,
you just
might
need to
that,
make
it's also quite possible
prior years
that,
and
you know, again,
you the check
these people are all like,
February
okay, we're
going to
go on holiday until March.
Before
we got to get this done.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's just throw that out there.
Some people do that.
This could be part of the sausage making and it just was intentionally vague.
Doesn't really matter.
Right?
You know, you're looking at that transfer window in January, maybe, you know, soccer has its place here.
Next year.
Yeah, possibly. Right. I mean, I think much in life comes down to football, but I mean, maybe in Portugal for sure, right?
Yeah.
Within a couple years of it, right?
Yeah.
I think that's their number one, you know,
all
that
people
I was
47
soccer
talent. Maybe.
Yeah, getting ready for it.
It's it's the middling birthday. So it really doesn't
matter. Last exception that I find
I really don't want to turn 50, so I'd like to slow that one down, but you know that's fine.
Somewhat, you know,
my brother turns
intentionally
next year.
Is that Madeira and the Azores?
I think that one, like, I was fine with turning 40, but
tropical
50 might be a little
island paradises.
Yeah.
That are technically part of Portugal.
When I'm going to start growing a ponytail or something? I mean, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
They will be able to grant NHR benefits.
We've had these conversations before. And
new residents.
It's good fodder, but I think.
So this is going to go.
I think if for no other reason, it would be good entertainment for one of us.
Quite possibly, you know.
Do something.
I mean, theoretically, this could go on.
Something that's not.
In those two islands, right?
On.
On those two islands.
Right.
And one of the things we were talking about beforehand, you said, well,
you know, whatever.
Your marriage,
don't jump in, don't rush into Madeira and the Azores,
or like,
because
just where people question, like,
from what you explained to me is essentially they have to
anyone that's
update their laws regionally. That, you know, this NHR was a federal law. That those two parliaments, their local parliaments, as we'll call them, need to their county board, if you want, need to basically sit down and put into place what their requirements for NHR are going to be going forward, and they could elect to do nothing, right?
That's exactly right. So, I mean, you know, it seems to be that, you know, on the one hand, they could just effectively, you know, take the 2009 program and say, well, we want to continue, right? So they could make it that simple. And the local legislative bodies could just ratify that and say, we're going to continue with the program. or they could screw with it, right? And they could make it either, you know, more or less attractive in certain respects.
Have you thought about your
New
Year's resolution?
You know, hone in on certain, you know, demographics that are more appealing to them.
It lasts a week.
Islands that are
I don't really, you know,
relaxed,
resolve to do anything important.
I think it's great. Everything about the new incentives, you know, which we can talk about a little bit, you know, leave out, leave no room for digital nomads that want to work from their laptops on the beach or retirees, right? A very important component of the people who flocked to Portugal because of NHL.
Or Mike, just shorten my middle name and just go by Mike.
That are technically
are you gonna go with the
Portugal,
end too? Your end Mike
technically might give you a pathway to
Mike Condon.
Yeah, that seems
right.
It just seems weird.
Even if you know are a retiree, because the
sure.
new incentive
yeah.
programs
you know what I have
remain
I've
vague.
Implemented my
for
New
the
Year's
most part
ahead of time.
Are yeah. designed
and that was that I had to get off my
whether I've they're going to be successful or not. It will be interesting
forever.
To see.
Oh sure.
Very and I read someplace that it was a little too terse to say regards. So I've increased it and I've been playing around with.
Type people
with regards
who come to Portugal
regards,
to work. Like
regards.
You know, think
every once in a while,
you know,
just
the new
best.
Silicon Valley or you know,
mix it up a little bit.
Or Basel, yes. where we have
yeah.
You
and
know,
so to kind of address that, right?
I
one,
mix it up,
there are a couple
really
of exceptions, right? That they mention. One is for scientists.
Were you a stay safe guy?
Right. I mean, so there's an agency
that,
that approves
seems
certain
to me like
types
that almost
of jobs,
seems
right? And there always was in the existing
I don't
NHR.
Like that sign up.
The, the
like,
existing NHR had things
you know,
like
I think if
artists,
the apocalypse was closer, then maybe like you could do a stay safe and it would
all
make
all kinds
sense,
of different, you know,
a little like
areas, right?
Yeah.
I read that.
This
and I'm
new
like,
incentive tax
think about
a scheme or ITS program.
Right, right. Like the next walk to the car.
Much more honed in at high tech,
right.
Advanced skills. You know,
I don't like that. Cheers to me is too like
stuff. So just working for a tech company.
The international team.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, we spoke about digital nomads. One of the exceptions, one of the carve outs is for startups.
I know it's an
but it's not
but
a
still,
clear out for,
no.
oh, I work for a startup in California. Yeah.
Correct, correct.
Keith, it's just totally
so you
different.
Have
think
to have,
sales.
If you have a startup,
yeah, well, no, for sure.
You have to
sales lived
basically
in
have
London,
some kind of registration
Geneva,
as,
Switzerland,
as a Portuguese entity.
New York.
Where you have to have at least 25
New York.
Employees
and,
working
in
Portugal.
That's a
right?
pretty
so,
good list of cities to say that you've lived.
That's
in.
Hardly, you know.
I mean, that I don't know.
Digital
the,
nomad.
I mean,
territory.
Could you come up with yeah. a better list of?
And you know, it has to be a company smaller than 25, but it basically has to be a Portuguese startup. And I think if you look at how this works now, what they're trying to do is incentivize maybe companies to move to Portugal.
Yes, it would absolutely lose
science to move to Portugal. Support the infrastructure of Portugal.
That's a pet peeve.
Less so just one-off bringing people in, turning it into Costa del Sol 2.0, you know, tax haven, that sort of thing that they're really trying to now bring in infrastructure,
I mean,
bigger entities, right, as part of this NHR program in how they adjusted it going forward.
Yeah.
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 But again, so nothing in the new program at all for,
you can say
you know,
it's
the,
near
the,
there.
Some of the bigger
you
know, cohorts
you
of people that were attracted to the NHR.
It's a suburb
yep.
or it's near
yep.
there.
And what we'll say is now, you know, one of our biggest groups were retirees. And it seems like it's become less
early retiree.
Yeah, less of an enviable
semi-retired.
Yeah,
if the town is under
500,000
people, you can say you're from. That's what it is. Over 500,000, don't
great deal.
Don't say you're from the.
And kind of keeps your taxes a lot simpler and life a lot easier. You know, so that kind of deal has changed. Again, just to stress, if you are there, if you are an NHR, you've still got your clock. If you've you know signed up for your tax. Tax residency, if you've
you're
done all of these things, you're great.
No.
So from that standpoint, you know, less to worry about.
So, yeah, your end stuff.
We're going to have probably more details on some of this as it comes in. One thing we would encourage you, if you are thinking about digital nomadism, retiring abroad, any of those things, listen to some of our other podcasts because there are still interesting places for folks to go that they may not realize are good deals. That they may not realize are interesting places to move. So there are lots of options still out there. So again, thank you for listening, viewing. Stan, what do you want to tell the people about smashing and all of that?
Like, I know I bought some.
If you like the content that we provide here on Give Me Some Truth for Expats, please subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. And, you know, if you have certain questions that obviously we talked about a lot of transitional changes in Portugal in broad strokes. If you have questions or comments or want to add in some further details that we couldn't cover in this short period of time, you know, feel free to comment in the comment sections. The last time we talked about Portugal, we got a very lively discussion going on. You don't necessarily have to tell other people that they shouldn't print rubbish, you know, not us, but like other comments, like, you know, don't troll people, but we like to keep it, you know, community and friendly oriented, you know. We're all out there basically, you know, to help people navigate.
You know, if you want to go a little next level, I do it in the
international global world. It's great. Right?
Yeah, and while we know a lot, there's also stuff again, the known unknowns. So feel free to fill in what you may know about the unknowns. So
we'd love to hear from people. You know, we try to keep our pulse on the ground in lots of different countries where we have clients. So we'd like
kind
to
of sweet, you know, the kind
so
of
again, thanks for listening like, and viewing, like and we'll catch up with you soon. And we're recording this at the beginning of December, like, so Dr. happy Pepper holidays and
that seems
happy New Year.
Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola, I've heard
indeed.
That
seems happy holidays, everyone.
That seems a little acidic, a little.
All right, about 27 you know, minutes, I think.
A little bit of seems like you want a cleaner like sweetness than that.
Too bad.
All right, that's going to take us to 1200.
Oh, you're that
pineapple brown sugar.
All right, I got to get over to.
Perfect. Would you ever eat pineapple on a pizza?
My office, because so, I have another call
and
coming up.
I've come a long way. I've come around a little bit on it, but I will never.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Just have a slice.
This is awesome. I'm so excited. We just did a podcast in our new headquarters.
And then you're pushing
our new Ian's Hawaiian. Like they got the. You know, you're going.
But again, even though you're not eating the whole. You're not eating half a pizza.
Yeah.
No. The new favorite pizza topping combo. Is pepperoni and bacon.
Wow. I mean,
not Canadian bacon. Like bacon.
I don't know if you need to go double cured meat.
Yeah. And if you really want to spice it up, then put some green olives and then you're fine. Then you're good.
So first of all, black olives over green olives. My daughter, my 8-year-old daughter likes the green. I like the black olives. She's right. She's not right on that. And then peppercini peppers and sausage.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The pizza.
Okay.
It's a salt bomb. It's so good. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or banana peppers. But I prefer the peppercini to the banana. Just slightly.
What was the pizza place that would put the two peppercinis in the box? Papa John's?
Papa John's.
That's right, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I don't know if they still do.
Would you eat those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I love a big fat peppercini pepper.
I'd leave that in the box every time.
You got to be careful because.
Sometimes they light you up.
Well, no, like peppercini peppers, just the way that they're packed or whatever. Sometimes when you bite into it, it just squirts like crazy, and you never know. Like you can get it in the eye. Like it can go everywhere.
Wow.
Like yeah, because it's just that pickling stuff inside of it. It's crazy.
It's like the Seinfeld where George got grapefruit juice in his eye when Jerry was eating a grapefruit, and then he kept winking the entire episode. All right, we're down a rabbit hole. Okay, year end stuff. Make sure that you get it done. It's important. If you have questions, let us know. We're happy to jump in and help you out. Otherwise, we will circle back shortly with another episode of Give Me Some Truth.
Walker Condon Financial Advisors is a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The opinions expressed by the participants of this podcast are their own and do not reflect the opinions of Walker Condon Financial Advisors. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Viewers are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.
You gotta leave your money behind you. Raise your hand to the sky. Ask the masses for silence.